from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
Joining us on the show right now, you might have seen on Survivor last night, she got the flick. We've got Flick joining us right now. Morning, Felicity.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are fantastic. What about you?
I'm doing really well, surprisingly, actually. No, I'm doing really well.
Aren't you devastated? You got so close to the finale.
I know, but I'm really happy with the game I played. And, you know, obviously, I didn't make it all the way, and I just have to kind of accept that.
Now, I'm glad that you brought up the word game, because you played one hell of a game, didn't you?
You played people
left, right, and centre.
I did, didn't I? That's the game I wanted to play going in. I really wanted to play a strong, manipulative, strategic game, and I feel like I did just that.
Any regrets now? You're out looking back thinking you shouldn't have done that, maybe you should have did this?
Nah, I mean, I don't really have any regrets, because everything that I wanted to do at the time is what I wanted to do. And I think I played an amazing game, and I feel like a couple of other people probably should have made moves when they didn't.
Ooh.
Yeah, now I actually read an article about you when it first started the series, saying that you watched a lot of the American Survivor and you always thought, oh, I could really smash this game if they ever brought it to Australia.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I reckon you're probably one of the best players on the game. Not that I already know you. But
yeah, Bryce already knows you. You're playing favourites.
Yeah, just because of friends. But I'm just saying, it's good to see you actually got involved. And, like, people want to see people that, like, ruffle feathers and, like, jump from alliance to alliance.
Yeah.
And,
well,
like,
I have a passion for the game. I respect the game. And I'm glad now that, you know, Australians can see how the game is meant to be played. And hopefully next season can be even more cutthroat.
Okay, now it's just been confirmed that it is coming back next year and applications are now open for series. I reckon Brycey would do well on that.
I would
really well, Bryce.
This is the thing, like, what do they look for? You would know, right? Because you know the different types of people that are on this year's series.
Yeah.
What sort of person do they look for when they, cast Survivor, do you reckon?
Oh, they're looking for absolutely everyone. I mean, they're trying to look for, you know, all different types of people, like people who are, you know, 60 and kind of maybe a little bit bigger like Des. Or they're trying to look for, you know, young people too, who may seem like they don't really know what's going on, but they do. But yeah, a bit of everyone. Mums, dads, grandma.
Oh, maybe I should go on too.
Yeah, definitely. Give it a go.
Now, I'll give you some of the juicy stuff. What was actually happening behind the scenes over there when you weren't filming? Like, do you have conversations all the time, or do you get along, or do you guys just go off and do your own thing on the island? What happens when cameras aren't rolling?
Well, cameras are on us 24/7.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, what you see is what happens. Like, we're kind of just either sleeping or we're doing challenges or trying to prepare the fire, cook food, going for a swim. So that's pretty much our day. Usually most of us would get on, but there's a couple of people that, you know, didn't get on sometimes.
Good. Don't you get bored over there, though, sometimes?
It's so beautiful. I mean, when you're actually out there, you just kind of take it all in. So it wasn't too boring. We had one another and we had a lot of fun conversations.
Yeah.
I bet you did. Now, of course, the big night tonight, it's the final three, Lee, Elle and Christy.
Yeah.
Who are you picking, Del?
Oh, I'm backing Elle. I think she's played an amazing game. She's definitely, hands down, the best player left.
Yeah.
She's strategic, she's social, she's a physical threat as well, and she deserves to be there.
Now, because people are saying that Lee's going to win it because of the physical challenge, it'll be involved, but on the highlights you saw at the end of the episode last night when you got the boot, they were showing a bit of a game where they were holding onto a pole. So it's a really, like, a mental game. It's a strength. It's
definitely
endurance. It's everything, which is good to see, because if it was something physical, Lee would probably smash you out of the park.
Yeah.
Hey, Flick, quick question about Lee. Like, he is eye candy. He's got a six-pack. He's hot. Is he a nice guy or is a bit of a tool? Be honest.
You know what? Completely honest, he's probably one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life.
Oh, well, that makes it even better.
He's
hot and nice.
Yeah. Hot and nice. 10 out of 10.
What else do you want?
Not much more.
Well, make sure you catch the grand finale tonight of Australian Survivor, 7:30 on Win. Flick, thanks for having a chat with us this morning.
Thanks
and
so
unfortunately
much,
you couldn't make it there, but no doubt you'll be watching tonight.
Thanks, guys. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.